Have you been listening to this show for a while? Do you like this show? Do you want to see it continue? There's one way you can do that. You can actually visit our Patreon page and donate some money to make sure the show continues. That's the only way we fund the show, the only way we make it happen. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Find out bonus stuff you can get for supporting us and make sure the show keeps on trucking.
I'll never get used to you.
No, but that has nothing to do with glasses.
No, it has nothing to do with glasses.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
You know, Anthony, I'll be honest with you.
Finally.
Finally, indeed. Sometimes.
Pulls off the mask.
I've been your father the whole time.
You're old enough.
No. I walked into it. I walked right into that one. Sometimes stories come to us. They're fascinating. They're thought-provoking. They're full of interesting science.
Yeah, not
other
this one.
Other times, I'm just like other people where the headline gets me to click it. Sometimes the headline makes me go, we kind of got to talk about this. Here's the headline from The Guardian UK. This is not your clickbaity kind of...
No, The Guardian's real.
Legit. This is the headline. Loud orgies of Mexican fish... could deafen dolphins, say scientists. You gotta read that.
There's a lot to unpack
there. You gotta read that article.
There's a lot to unpack there. Loud orgies of Mexican fish could deafen dolphins, warn scientists.
Yeah. This is what the scientists are up to lately. This is an article that was posted on the subreddit by What the Fuck Uncle Buck. This is the name of our listener.
Cute.
And... yeah, this is legit. Evidently, there is a species of Mexican fish that congregate to mate. Mm-hmm. What the article calls a reproductive orgy, which is just means they're all mating in the same spot all at once.
Yeah.
I guess technically an orgy. I mean...
were these scientists just looking at spring break?
These
scientists just like these are
Cabo.
Yeah, these are Cabo. These are scientists in Cabo.
Yeah,
and they were like, it's really weird. There are these orgies of weird foreign sea creatures that come
they
go, in.
They come out of the water.
They come in around like March, April, and they just have these loud orgies.
Yeah,
and they buy a lot of shots.
And it's
like,
so loud.
It's
all, it sounds like
and like not so much like dumb t-shirts about Mexico, but like dumb t-shirts that have jokes that are totally unrelated, and then they just say Mexico underneath them.
Dumb t-shirts about drinking, like, really, is what
yeah,
it is.
Like, I'm with stupid, and then underneath it just says Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem like a Mexican shirt. Like, and that has nothing to do with being in Mexico.
They're clearly doing it, and it's loud, and it's keeping me up.
And they have to be fish because they never leave the ocean.
They're constantly in the water.
They're on the beach.
But they're... yeah. This is from a study entitled Wet Blanket.
It is all
the
American.
The stick in the muds.
It is, honestly, though, it's all American fish that come down for spring break.
It is true.
It's not, we're blaming it on Mexican fish, but it's not about that. It's really it's really Americans that are not, American fish that are not respecting Mexican culture. There, I said it. I said it is what it says on my shirt, and then underneath it says Mexico.
So this is a species of a Mexican fish. There's so many of them, and they're so loud when their mating call is happening. Mating call, or I don't know, just super into it, I guess. They're just, I don't know if you need a mating call while you're actually mating.
I don't think.
Isn't a mating call what starts the mating? Like, brings the mate to you?
Yeah, it brings the boys to the yard.
Yeah. But I don't think when you're actually orgying, you're doing a mating call. When you're orgying, you're doing the, like, the orgy.
Yeah, that's the sound of the orgy.
It's orgy sound.
Yeah, you're making your sex noises.
Yeah.
That's not a mating call.
No.
Mating call is like, hey, get over here so we can do some sex noises.
Right.
And then you do the sex noises.
Two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think these scientists really got confused.
We're trying to keep like the spice in our marriage, me and my wife. And so we add it on the calendar. I know it initially doesn't seem romantic to add it to the calendar.
Right.
But we do. Like every once a week we add... like a little thing to remind ourselves, get over here and make the sex noises.
That the thing on the calendar is the mating call.
Yeah, it's and it that's says, literally get over here, and it goes my Apple Watch goes boop, boop, and it's like oh shit, I got to get over there and make the sex noises.
Yeah, the mating call of the Carboni.
It doesn't seem romantic because you're putting it in your phone and whatever, but yeah. It's really sweet, and it keeps the marriage fresh.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah,
I think has it had a Pavlovian effect so that every time your phone chimes,
oh, you sort of sleep with whoever's closest.
Remind me not to text you.
Yeah, never add a reminder to our shared calendar. Here's my thing. I know dolphins make noises. I know mm-hmm. that. But I don't think about fishes making noises at all.
They do. It turns out they do.
I mean, I know they have to.
Right.
But it's like, I've never heard a fish.
Maybe you don't listen to fish. How about that? What about putting the blame on you?
I hear fish, yeah, but I'm not listening.
You don't listen to fish. That's right. Hundreds of
thousands.
I hear
fish, but I don't listen to fish. Mexican.
Hundreds of thousands of these fish get together and they say the collective chorus sounds like a crowd cheering at a stadium or perhaps a really loud beehive.
No, is there a recording?
I don't think there's one on this article.
What a garbage article.
I know. What is the Guardian doing?
We have
multimedia for a reason, Guardian UK.
Yeah, put a real player in there.
Come on, real player. So, they say the sound levels generated by the chorusing is loud enough to cause at least temporary, if not permanent, hearing loss in marine mammals that were observed preying on the fish. They're literally deafening their predators.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because so many of them is doing the sex noises.
Honey, fuck louder so that we don't get eaten. Mexico. Oh, yeah.
That's a good shirt. That's crazy. So how loud is one of these fish?
They don't break that down because it never happens solo.
Yeah.
Oh, so they can't.
Oh, this is always a group thing for these
always
fish.
Always a group thing. And they say these spawning events are among the loudest wildlife events found on planet Earth.
Wow.
And it says the loudest sound ever recorded for a fish species. Is the loudest these fish party harder than any other fish.
But here's the thing: when you tell me it's the loudest sound recorded for any fish species, I just told you, Guardian, I've never heard a fish make a noise.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah. The loudest fish species in the world could be like two cotton balls rubbing up against each other.
It's true.
Like
it's true.
Like I don't know what that means. This is the loudest fish you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
And then like all the kids in the museum like plug their ears, and he's like, "No, it's done.
Yeah.
You heard it already.
It's like, that was it. It's like saying the longest sentence ever said by a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a word.
Holy shit.
he said bark.
You taught it to say mommy. You're that weird lady on the internet that taught their dog to say, mommy, mommy.
So it's crazy. This is one of the loudest events on Earth, though, like from a wildlife perspective. So even comparing it to non-aquatic species.
Oh, wow.
This is like one of the loudest wildlife species. If you're thinking about thunderous herds of things galloping across the plains, making a loud noise, or roaring of animals, or yelping of apes when they're freaking out.
Do you know what I thought of immediately?
What?
In Florida and down south in general, we have the cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the cicadas mate, it's like that.
Yeah.
And it's very loud. And then, you know, those are just tiny insects making those noises. And so to me, it's like, whoa, is this like cicada mating season? But underwater, so it's muffled. Because I would imagine we're not really hearing this above the surface of the ocean.
I don't think so. No, I think it's pretty, it's not like happening near the surface either.
And for it to be so loud underneath the ocean where sound doesn't really travel that clearly or loudly.
Yeah.
These have got to be some loud fuckers.
Loud fuckers, literally.
These are some loud fuckers,
the
man.
The fucking is loud, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
The crazy part, the twist of this article, the crazy part of this article is that the reason scientists are talking about this is because
they live in the apartment next door.
That's right.
And these scientists are just like, look, I have no problem with people having a healthy sex life.
Of course.
I have no problem with
sex
that.
Positive over here.
We are very sex positive in this lab, Dave. Absolutely. You know that. And I may be the most sex positive of all the scientists.
You won't shut up about it.
I know when it's weird and I talk to HR and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But come on.
Come on.
All day with these fuckfish?
Yeah, the fuckfish are constant.
These fucking all the time?
Yeah.
Like all I want to do is just, and then I'll turn up my music to kind of like, or stomp around here in the lab so they know, like I'm clinking flasks together.
You brought in all those cicadas.
I brought in a bunch of cicadas. I'm like, oh, hey, sorry. Like, let me know if you hear me.
Yeah.
Like I knocked on their door and I was like, let me know if you hear me. Cause I'm working on these cicadas. And if I get too loud.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too loud.
Right.
You know,
they
like,
didn't get it. They didn't pick up on any of that.
They barely put on a towel to answer the door.
Yeah.
These fucking fuckfish, man. These I'm just trying to do science fish. Over here. I got to talk to, I don't want to call the landlord.
No, we don't want to be that guy. We don't want to be that guy, but we might have to be because of the fuckfish. Like they put us in this position.
I'm just so worried like that the fuckfish are going to know it was us. It was like us that complained.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody else is bothered. Does it seem like anybody? How can nobody else be bothered?
I don't understand why nobody else is bothered, but remember when we were at the meeting, the building meeting?
Yeah, and all the neighbors were there. It was the fuckfish.
Yeah.
It was the cicadas.
Uh-huh.
It was the howler monkeys.
Yeah.
It was the red-ass baboons.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seemed to mention anything about the noise.
They all were super cool with it, and they were talking to all the fuckfish.
And it was who are the new neighbors down the hall? The Vuvuzela Orchestra? Like, nobody seemed
guys,
to have a problem.
By the way, rock. Can I just say?
I'll tell you what. With them playing, it's hard not to get in the mood. And so I don't blame them for that. No, how do these scientists know?
Wait, what are we talking about? What's the question?
How the scientists even began studying this or knew about the noise.
The twist here is that they're talking about this because these fish are endangered and overfishing in these, the fishermen are like, let's head down to the fuck area and net up all these fish while they're fucking.
Let's head down to the fuck area, Mexico. That's a t-shirt you can get.
Yeah. Really, our store this episode is exploding. Let me just say.
If 10 people dare me to make a t-shirt that says, let's head down to the fuck area.
Mexico.
I'll put it in the fucking store.
I mean, we probably would sell a lot of those. Yeah, so the fishermen have been using nets to just net up all these fuckfish.
And when they pull them up, does it sound like, ooh, it doesn't sound like.
No, I mean, I think it's the most horrible buzzkill of all, man. You're like, you're a fuckfish, you're fucking in a sweet fuckfish orgy, and then here comes a net ruining your orgy. You know?
Yeah.
Like your friend Annette when she comes in and ruins your orgies.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
She's such a zany neighbor. She comes in and there's a laugh track. But they're loud fish.
Yeah.
Are they only loud during coitus? Because if you caught a loud fish and put it on your boat, I would imagine they'd just be screaming to death, right? That's why I don't think fish make any noises, because we pull them out of the ocean and they're all flopping around on boats. And they're not screaming.
Yeah. Well, I think
scream.
It seems like they only scream during coitus. They are only doing it when they're doing it. It said a fleet of 500 boats.
I know
boats.
The type. Real stoic until you get them in the sack. Real quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It said a fleet of 500 boats nets as many as 2 million fish each during spawning season. So 500 boats, 2 million each. I don't know the math on that. I don't know how you could possibly even do the math on that, but
if you're the kind of like, if you're the kind of fish that only have like giant group orgies, there are probably like a lot of these new fish at all times.
That's a good point.
Like, there's probably a lot. I don't know how these fish got endangered. We must be overfishing if like the literal orgy fish are not producing enough offspring.
If we're netting them during the orgy, we yank them out of the sea right before the part where they would make more fish.
Plus, it's so rude. That's like that's like the worst feeling.
Like when your friend Annette comes
You're almost there. That's like the worst feeling. Those
fish are dying of blue balls.
These fish have the worst, like, it's like having the worst roommate forever.
Yeah.
Like the fish are like, dude, there was a conch shell on the door. You know what conch shell on the door means.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I
thought.
You can't just come in here and microwave popcorn. That's not an emergency.
It's movie night down the hall,
though. Conch shell means emergency.
Yeah, or...
If this little castle's a-rockin'...
Right, we're watching Finding Nemo, and I just needed some popcorn.
You hear from the bedroom, oh, I love Finding Nemo. Oh, you ruined this
for me.
I'm sorry. We should go watch Finding Nemo. You ruined this for me.
I'm so sorry, bro. I'm so sorry. It's really good, though. We're right down the hall if you guys want to come. Okay, bye!
And also, to be fair, if she immediately said, oh my gosh, I'd love to watch Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't seeing some signs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm only talking, of course, I'm only talking to fish. This is hypothetically to fish.
Of course. I think that was assumed.
This is not to real men who are in college.
So we got a problem with these fish. They're dying out. We're killing them off because they literally signal where they're going to all be.
Maybe if they had the decency to have sex quietly in the dark in their own bedrooms in the missionary position.
Like a decent person.
The way the fish God intended.
That's right.
You got to be married. You can't have this fish orgy.
That's what the problem is. These fish are too young and too wild and too carefree.
Sex should only happen between two people who are intertwined in the eyes of the fish God, the many tentacled fish God.
Yes. Mexico.
Mexico. Sex should only be had by fish who are intertwined under the eyes of the many tentacled fish God. Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
So
what do we do? These fish, we're caught between a rock and a hard place here because these fish are endangered. We're overfishing. We shouldn't be overfishing, but at the same time, they are literally deafening the dolphin population.
They are deafening the dolphins.
What do we do?
Well, they say a precautionary approach should be adopted by fisheries to ensure that the wildlife spectacle does not disappear. The scientists are saying,
don't worry about the dolphins.
Let the
dolphins take care of the dolphins.
I want to be able to watch this spectacle for many years to come. Don't fuck with it.
Initially,
you're ruining everything. It took us so long to get these fish to fuck near our apartment.
This is what that Netflix documentary is about, right? Voyeur?
Voyeur, yeah.
What they initially did, I heard, was 2-3 years ago, they went out in boats and they just threw earplugs into the sea for the dolphins.
Right.
But they all choked on them. They had no idea what earplugs were.
Oh, it's so sad.
And also, I don't think they have ears.
Well, what you got to do before you throw your earplugs into the sea is you got to separate them from the little pack.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure they're not connected because it'll just wrap around their necks.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is if dolphins are going deaf, we got to let them go deaf. That's on the dolphins. This is natural behavior.
Yeah.
But we got to let these fish do their thing.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
Save the fuck fish.
Save the fuck fish.
Mexico.
Mexico.
It always works. It always works.
That's why you just add Mexico to the bottom of it. And if it's a clever enough t-shirt, it's fine. People will buy it.
So this episode has been all about expanding our store, which you should be aware of.
Just click on the fuck section.
Click on Mexico. And there'll be a whole...
And also, apologies to anybody who listens to this at work. Maybe...
Hey, man, we got the explicit tag.
We have the explicit tag, but maybe Jeff on this one be like...
Seriously, though.
A lot of F-bombs.
Yeah.
Just let people know.
All right.
Hey, you guys. What do you think was the best t-shirt design of this episode?
Let us know by purchasing that t-shirt.
Let us know with the hashtag... Spring break.
Yeah. It's not being used.
It's not being used for another few months yet. You can let us know what the best t-shirt idea was. I'll put that t-shirt in the store.
Yeah.
I'll put it right in the store. I'll put it right in wehaveconcerns.com/shop. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
You can send those to @acarboni.
Jeff Cannata. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Or @JeffCannata on Twitter.
And hey, if you're sensitive to profanity, maybe don't rate this episode on iTunes. But if you're not sensitive to profanity,
definitely rate
if
it.
If you're pro profanity,
yeah,
head to iTunes and give us a rating.
We appreciate
give me
that
5 stars.
That's how people find the show. Really, honestly, that's the only way. The only way people find the show.
The only way we'll survive.